To think that the day after tomorrow, you will be at Oxford and beginning a new life, and alone.
Somerville College, Oxford, 18th of October, 1914. Dear Roland, I am very glad to be here, and thankful to have escaped, permanently I hope, from the old aimless life and the increasingly unsuccessful attempts to accommodate myself to unresponsive surroundings. Of course you know Edward is here, not at New College, but training with the Officers' Training Corps. After a sweet and short wrestle with Miss Penrose, the principal, as to what I might or might not do with him, I have managed to be permitted to do nearly anything. I am so glad to have him here, and have seen a great deal of him already. You were quite right in thinking that Oxford life this term would have been deadly for an undergraduate. I do not know how those there can endure not to be in khaki.
Norwich, 18th of October, 1914. Me voici établi, tout à fait en militaire. I have to get up at 5:45 a.m. and am kept hard at work with intervals for meals until 7:30 p.m. By that time I usually feel too tired to do anything but have some dinner and go to bed. Often, however, there is a recruiting meeting later in the evening which the junior officers have to attend to support the colonel. The latter I like very much. He is a rough and ready but very capable man with a strong sense of humour and the face of a barrister turned low comedian. There are 8 other incipient officers in the same case as myself, and 2 or 3 more coming on later. At present, the regiment is not up to full strength, and needs in fact about 400 more recruits. Hitherto, I have been chiefly occupied in putting the men through section and company drill and attending lectures on field engineering, digging trenches, etc. To be continuously busy in this way is a great joy, especially when the busyness is of immediate utility. 4th Battalion, Norfolk Regiment, Norwich, 16th of November, 1914. I have been finally posted to No. 4 Company as Senior Subaltern. This is known as the Business Company and contains a better educated class of men than the others, ranging from shop assistants to commercial travellers, bank clerks and 3 solicitors. The difference between these and the ordinary agricultural class of soldiers is very marked. My attempts to get to the front have, for the time being, failed. The adjutant here seems to have taken rather a fancy to me and has been putting himself out considerably on my behalf, but without success, I'm afraid. He had hoped to get me transferred to the other battalion of the Norfolks at Colchester, which is under orders to go out to France next week, but they are, however, considerably overstrength as it is. The battalion is now up to full strength, but sadly deficient in rifles and uniforms yet. I have been buying camp kit, a valise, sleeping bag, in anticipation. Also a revolver. I have just received a cheque for £30 as my outfit allowance. The family at Lowestoft have been having a quite thrilling time. They saw the whole of a naval engagement off Yarmouth the other day, and a day or two ago nearly captured a spy.
Oxford, 29th of November, 1914. Many thanks for your letter. Edward has been gazetted at last and departed from Oxford on Monday to the 11th Battalion Sherwood Foresters at Frensham. One of the OTC people told him that his commission was so long delayed because they thought him too young, but as he is 19 tomorrow, that objection, of course, no longer exists. In spite of the appalling weather, they are still sleeping under canvas, so that on the frequent occasions when the rain pours down in the characteristic way it has in Oxford, I wonder all the time how he is enjoying it.
Dear Vera, I'm getting on very well indeed here, and find some of the other subalterns very decent. One with whom I'm sharing a tent at present is exceptionally nice. You needn't worry about me, as we are really very comfortable. The tents keep the rain out well, and we sleep in camp beds in a sleeping bag with heaps of blankets and coats on top, and besides which I put on a sweater and bed socks in addition to pyjamas. We each have a servant to make the bed and to attend to us in all ways. I was supernumerary orderly officer today, which means inspecting the men's quarters and seeing to their food, and turning out the guard at 9 a.m. and 10 p.m.